Epic Medical Concepts and Innovations, based in Mission, Kansas, is on a fast growth path. The company just wrapped up the first phase of an expansion plan supported by the Kansas Bioscience Authority. And Peter Lucas, Chief Operating Officer of Epic Medical, joins me in studio to talk about the company's growth and also a key new partnership. Welcome, Peter, to the program. Good to have you along. Okay, earlier this summer, you found out you landed a $1.6 million KBA grant to help you grow and develop new products. How has that been going?
It's been going excellently. You know, the Bioscience Authority, we've worked with them for over a year now to get that grant done, which we wrapped up in July. The board approved it in July. And part of that grant is for expansion of the business in Kansas, adding employees. And the other part of that grant is for research and development for a couple of products that we're working on. We've already started using funds for the R&D on those two neurological products, as well as just this month, we reached our first milestone for employment based on that grant. We added 9 jobs this month. So it was a pretty fast click.
Now, what kind of jobs are the jobs that you've been adding?
We have added jobs everywhere from mechanical engineering all the way down through manufacturing people, machinists, and administrative folks. So it's a wide variety.
Peter Lucas is Chief Operating Officer of Epic Medical, and he's joining me in studio. Bring me up to date on exactly what Epic does.
We are a medical device commercialization company. We do a variety of different types of work where we develop our own products that we have invented internally. We also license products from universities and other inventors. And another way that we work is partnerships with other medical companies that that do part of the business, but there are other things that they can't do. And then finally, we do basically contract manufacturing of medical devices, but we're not a strict contract manufacturer. We do value-add service of quality improvement, engineering improvement over time through our FDA CAPA system.
And you have 3 different locations in the metro area, but each location has a different function.
We do. Our corporate headquarters is in Mission, Kansas, and that's where I'm officed. And then we also have research and development in Olathe at the Bioscience Venture Park, and we have manufacturing in Grain Valley, Missouri.
Okay, and then you're planning to hire 140 people in 3 years under this KBA grant, correct?
Correct. I believe the grant actually goes out as long as 5 years, okay. But I think we're on a track to get that done a little bit quicker.
And you've hired 9 so far.
We've hired 9, and it's only the first month, so I think we're on a pretty good pace.
So what's the time frame for getting these other folks hired?
Well, it's going to be as products come down the pipeline. We have about 15 products currently in development. At one stage or another, some of those are already signed as agreements, and some of those are memos of understanding, some are letters of intent, and some are actually being worked on actively. And as those come out, we will add jobs based on the complexity of the project. So some of these products that we're doing will require 30 or 40 new jobs to manufacture once we actually get them to that phase, and some will require a dozen. You know, it just depends on what we're doing. The long path is the engineering first, but then the really critical path on all these projects is the FDA.
Okay. And just this week, you formed a new partnership or finalized a new partnership with ASP Medical LLC. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, this is a very exciting partnership for us. We've been working on this contract for a very long time, over a year now, and we just finalized it. This is actually a quite long partnership. It's about a 15-year partnership agreement with ASP Medical, and they are an innovative company for medical products, but they don't do the regulatory and the manufacturing things that we do. So they're doing the initial innovation, we're commercializing manufacturing, and then together we are going to distribution channels and getting that sorted out.
And so to help people kind of understand what kind of products we're talking about, for example, ASP Medical has developed this a device that reduces post-surgical intensive care nursing demands, eliminating cases of surgery-related cardiac tamponade. That's a condition that can be fatal if left untreated. So what they have developed is a device that will be used after thoracic surgery?
It is. It's specifically for heart surgery because after heart surgeries, even more so than lung, heart surgeries, there's usually quite a bit of bleeding around the heart that occurs just naturally because of all the incisions that are made. And this device actively clears those fluids away from the around the heart. And that's important because the current way that they do that is they stick a tube up there, and about 6 or 8 inches of the tube is in the chest so that it can't be touched or accessed. And almost immediately that tube starts to clot. And when it clots, blood starts to build up around the heart. Nurses are going in there trying to get that tube clear as often as every 15 minutes, but they really can't even get to the part of the tube up in the chest. So this is an active clearance system, and cardiac tamponade is actually a condition where fluid builds up around the heart and essentially suffocates the heart. And if it's not relieved on a fairly quick basis, it is fatal.
And so basically this is a cath system. You'll be used ideally in cath labs all over the place.
This is going to be an intensive care type of product. Usually those tubes are used during the first 24 to 48 hours after heart surgery.
Okay, so that's where you see this. And so tell me a little bit more about your partnership and how that will play out.
Well, we actually started working with ASP Medical sort of on a handshake a while back. We started doing engineering and going out and doing some of the early stage manufacturing process setup. And we've already actually manufactured enough product to go out to sterilization validation, which is a very critical, very time consuming part of this, because this is a sterile disposable product. And so when the sterilization validation is complete in about 2 months, we will then file with the FDA. The FDA takes a few months. The longest they say it will take, this product should be on the market by March of next year.
And so in order to continue to follow the letter of this grant, you see more of these partnerships along the way where you'll step in and help with FDA clearance and help bring these ideas from these manufacturers to market.
Absolutely. A lot of the time, the inventors have great ideas, and they can even, in some cases, get up to the stage where they have a working prototype. In fact, ASP Medical had a working prototype. But going from a prototype to a commercial product is something that not a lot of companies have the expertise at. And certainly the regulatory is the most difficult of the things that we do. The FDA has become harder to pass, not easier, over the last few years. And they are a very risk-averse organization by necessity. And so the requirements for approval have just ramped up like crazy over the last 5 to 10 years. And so for us, that is a value-add service that we have. We can say, look, we work with the FDA all the time. We can not only do the engineering and the manufacturing, but we can help you get it approved.
Now, KBA also has supported ASP Medical, and KBA supports you all. Does the KBA at all help facilitate these relationships?
KBA actually introduced us to each other.
Wondering.
So again, the state created the KBA to do just that. They built the Venture Accelerator in Olathe to bring companies together. And the fact that we lease lab space out there has facilitated us meeting quite a few interesting people. And ASP Medical is one of those that they said, hey, we have a company that they have this skill set and you have the skill set they need, and how about we arrange a meeting? And they actually sat us down in a room together with some representatives from KBA and said, what do you all think?
How exciting is it to, you know, just meet with the people who are, you know, bringing the next frontier in medical innovation, you know, trying to bring that to market?
It's just such a fun job. Mm-hmm. We get to see kind of, you know, early stage research, even in universities sometimes, where you're going, well, they have cures for things that the general public doesn't know there are cures for yet. Obviously, that there's a lot of years that go into the development and approval of those. There's clinical trials and human trials and all sorts of studies. But the fact is, even at that early stage research, you can usually see, hey, this technology works. And getting enough data to actually show that to regulators is another story. Mm-hmm. But it is very exciting to know, okay, 10 years from now, we're going to have cures for things that right now nobody's even thinking about.
And what a fun seat you have right there on the front row. All right. Thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.